The 2025 Liveworks Festival takes over Carriage Works from tomorrow until the 26th of October with a massive lineup of never-before-seen experimental and genre-defying art and performances, including seven Australian premieres and artists from here, Aotearoa, New Zealand, Taiwan, Korea, Hong Kong and Japan. Liveworks Festival is for those that value risk-taking and experimentation, for those that aren't afraid of big ideas and are ready to be moved by powerful and surprising art performances. Welcoming back to 2SER Breakfast Performance Spaces Artistic Director Kate Britton. Morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm very well.
Liveworks is finally back again. It happens every 2 years. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes.
And
yes,
I imagine with a festival of this scale and magnitude, the process does, as soon as you finish one festival, you start thinking about the next.
Oh, yeah, we've already got the next one just about locked off.
This is a wonderful festival this year, a really diverse lineup. Can you go let us know what you've got in store for us?
Oh, yeah, look, gosh, there's always so much in Liveworks. I think, I guess a summary would be it's very interdisciplinary, so there's a few really beautiful dance works. We've got some kind of free public space performances happening, some of which are participatory and interactive. We've got some beautiful theatre works and we've got some kind of more experimental, edgy sort of sound works happening as well across the 5 days.
So yes.
Artists from all over the Asia Pacific and Australia. Just bringing new work.
Indeed, and it's one of those things that makes the Liveworks Festival so vital and so important, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think there's not that many platforms where artists really get to experiment and test their ideas and share work that, you know, is kind of pushing boundaries or a little bit edgy or may not find a home in a more kind of traditional or main stage space. So we really try and nurture that and foster it and, bring audiences something they're not going to get anywhere else.
Not just Liveworks as well, just everything you're doing there with performance space.
Yeah, we've got, a whole bunch of development programs and residencies that we run through the year. So a lot of the artists from this year's festival actually have come through our development programs and are really amazing makers that we've been working with over 2, 3, sometimes more years, quite closely. So it's really, really exciting to see the work all the way through from those early ideas to where it is this week in its kind of fulsome iteration, ready to premiere.
I guess that is what makes it so exciting for you, because you're there, you're sort of watching these works evolve and grow. You're seeing them grow from seed to tree.
Yeah, that's right. And I think really getting to kind of witness that artistic process is so exciting. There's a few works, as I said, this year. So some really incredible local artists like Jamie James and Tommy Misa and yeah. Rhiannon Newton and... up from NAM, we have Corey Miles, and all of those are artists that have been a part of our programs and been a part of the performance space community for quite some time. So it's really rewarding and really exciting to see them kind of flourish on the big platform that is Liveworks.
And it's awesome too, and you've got sort of, it's very accessible for everyone, and I know that sort of stuff like the Tommy Misa one, you referred to welcoming people who have blind or low vision for a tactile tour for that event.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a couple of tactile tours on offer. Tommy is doing one, and one of the gorgeous installations in the foyer of performances, Pony Express's Queer Woodshop, is also offering a tactile tour, not of the axes, of course.
Yeah, of course. And that's such a really great thing to be able to be doing that with your program there, because you're sort of not limiting the art that you're getting on stage, and you're also making it fairly unlimited, the audience's access and ability to be able to enjoy said art.
Yeah, look, I think it's really important, you know, that the ideas and the kind of content of the work is so expansive and so kind of inclusive, and we really want to make that available to everyone. So it's not just the tactile tours. We have shows that are serviced with Auslan. We have a sort of quiet space on site and some, kind of different toys and sensory things available for folks that may be neurodivergent. We... And also try and keep our kind of price tiers accessible for people as well. So we have kind of a range of different concession tickets and things to try and make sure that everyone who's interested can come along.
Indeed, and all of that information is available at performancespace.com.au for the full program of the Liveworks Festival at Carriageworks from tomorrow, the 22nd of October, till the 26th. Kate Britton, Artistic Director of Performance Space, thank you so much for joining us here to have a chat about it today. Before I let you go, I know you worked as a producer for Performance Space back in 2018 before moving on to being Artistic Director. What was the moment for you? What was the I'm back, baby, where something you'd planned really came to fruition and made you realise that, yes, I'm doing the real work here with this?
Oh, gosh, you know, I mean, the first time I ever walked through the doors of Performance Space to see a work as just an audience member, it was a pretty defining moment for me, which is what kind of threw me into wanting to get more involved, you know, because I just think I'd seen something I'd never seen before and have never seen again.
Oh, Kate, you're the best. Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting place to be. And I think 2018 was a really kind of career-defining moment for me in the sense of just being in the space with these artists that were so different to artists that I'd encountered elsewhere. And the work that they were making felt so vital and urgent. And I thought,
yeah.
These are the people I want to devote myself to.
This is amazing stuff. I should talk to you every morning. I always have to leave these conversations.
We might have
just
to make it a bit later to do it every morning.
Exactly right. Kate Britton, thank you so much for joining us here this morning to talk about Liveworks Festival 2025 kicking off at Carriageworks from tomorrow. I'll put all the details up on our website. Love your work.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.